that case, did you come into contact with Dorothy Russell?
Oh, yes. She was the most superb pathologist, a very dry lady. She was a perfect gentleman, I would describe her as. Her opinion was, you know, beyond rubies. She was a very good neuropathologist. She demonstrated postmortems and taught, did clinical pathological conferences and things like that. And if you went to them, you always learned an enormous amount. She wasn't teaching you, it was just telling you what she thought about something. It was very educational. And I did my 6 months resident pathology job doing sort of clinical work, you know, blood samples and CSF samples and pus samples and things, sorting them out. This is because I knew I wanted to do medicine. This was very helpful working for my membership of the Royal College of Physicians. And I thought, well, I need to know more pathology. I'll go and do a pathology job. And she gave me a 6 months morbid anatomy pathology job in her department. Now, the tragedy was that I did go to see her demonstrate postmortems and things, but she didn't actually supervise any of the work I did. And the junior consultants supervised what I did, and they wouldn't let me do anything. And at the end of 3 months, when I had this offer of a job with Professor Wilson on the academic medical unit, I actually had to go, and it was deeply distressing, to Dorothy Russell and say, you've been terribly kind, you've given me this job, and I very much appreciate the exposure to pathology, but I have this I want to do clinical medicine as a career. How do I put this so that I don't upset her? And I had to say, I got this offer from Professor Wilson of an academic post as a junior lecturer. I really can't afford to miss it, you know, particularly as a woman, looking at her as a woman. The only time I think I ever actually possibly claimed something as a woman, because I thought perhaps she would forgive me for wanting to leave her brilliant department. I was so embarrassed about this. And she was very good. She didn't like it was clear, but she was very good. She let me go with a good grace, and we still spoke afterwards. Oh, yes, I did know her, indeed. She was a great, great person. She was dry, she was accurate, she was meticulous, she spoke brilliantly, she was completely honest. I mean, you know, if it was something she'd never seen before, she had no idea about, boy, she would say it. And there weren't any many other people that would. She really was a very special person.